The core event is the establishment of the Day of Atonement ritual, detailing the procedures for the high priest to make annual atonement for the sins of the people. Contrasted with the New Testament presentation of Christ's superior, once for a full atonement, the main characters are the Lord, Moses, and Aaron the high priest. With instructions given after the death of Aaron's sons. The context is the Mosaic Covenant and the tabernacle system. The New Testament text presents Christ as the high priest fulfilling this pattern. In Leviticus, the Lord instructs Moses after the death of Aaron's sons. Aaron must not enter the most holy place arbitrarily, but only on the designated day, with specific sacrifices, a bull for his own sin offering, and two goats for the people's sin offering. Aaron bathes and puts on sacred linen garments. He presents the two goats at the tent of meeting and casts lots, one for the Lord and one as the scapegoat. Aaron sacrifices the bull for his and his household's atonement. He takes coals and incense behind the curtain, so the smoke conceals the atonement cover. He sprinkles the bull's blood on the cover bay. Then he sacrifices the goat for the people, and sprinkles its blood similarly, to make atonement for the most holy place, the tent, and the altar. He then lays hands on the live goat, confesses the people's sins, and sends it into the wilderness to carry away their sins. Aaron changes garments and offers burnt offerings. The sin offering carcasses are burned outside the camp. This is a lasting ordinance for the 10th day of the 7th month. Further laws require all sacrifices be brought to the tabernacle and prohibit the eating of blood, as life is in the blood, and it is given for atonement. Hebrews states that Christ came as a high priest through a greater tabernacle. He entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, obtaining eternal redemption. Unlike the repeated animal sacrifices, which provided only external cleansing, Christ's blood, offered through the eternal Spirit, cleanses the conscience. The trajectory moves from the complex, repeated, and provisional ritual atonement performed by the Levitical high priest in an earthly sanctuary, to the final, effective, and personal atonement accomplished by Christ as High Priest in heaven. This represents a key development in the biblical theme of redemption, shifting from symbolic ceremony to definitive reality, which the psalm anticipates by celebrating the complete removal of transgressions.